Penguin Audio presents Burnt Offerings by Laurel K. Hamilton. Read by Kimberly Alexis. Most people don't stare at the scars. They'll look, of course, then do the eye slide. You know, the quick look, then drop the gaze, then just have to have that second look. But they make it quick. The wounds aren't like freak show bad, but they are interesting. Captain Pete McKinnon, firefighter and arson investigator, sat across from me, big hands wrapped around a glass of iced tea that our secretary, Mary, had brought in for him. He was staring at my arms. My right arm had been sliced open twice by a knife. One scar was white and old. The second was still pink and new. My left arm was worse. Bert, my boss, had requested that I wear my suit jacket or long-sleeved blouses in the office. He said that some clients had expressed reservations about my, occupationally acquired wounds. I hadn't worn a long-sleeved blouse since he made the request. McKinnon had been recommended to me by Sergeant Rudolph Storr, cop and friend. They'd played football in college together and been friends ever since. Dolph didn't use the word friend lightly, so I knew they were close.
"What happened to your arm?" McKinnon asked finally.
"I'm a legal vampire executioner. Sometimes they get pesky." I took a sip of coffee.
"Pesky,"
he said, and smiled. He sat his glass on the desk and slipped off his suit jacket. He was nearly as wide through the shoulders as I was tall. He was a few inches short of Dolph's 6'8", but he didn't miss it by much.